This is program number LW2645. Have you ever tried to fit into someone else's mold? Hi, this is Larry West. What I mean is, have you ever tried to live up to someone else's expectations of you? It's no fun. It's boring. It's frustrating. It's real. I find it amazing, really, how we often refuse to accept people for what they are. We know how frustrating it is when we're not accepted for ourselves, but then all of a sudden we find ourselves doing the same thing to someone else. Let's go to the beach, and let's listen to Lois Chaney explain what she saw at the beach one day. These are her words. Once on a weekday, I was spending some hours at a beach, and I saw a mother and her little boy. The day was perfect, bright and warm. The beach was quiet, and there were very few people there. In little quiet clusters, they sunned and slept and read and swam lazily. All was quite different from the weekend water riot of noise, music, and shouting. The white, white skin of both the mother and the boy told quite clearly that this was not a frequent type of outing for them. I watched the boy as he shed the tightness and duty and rigid living rules that so wrap up the life of a child today. His eyes blinked and took on the loose, mind-wandering gaze that carried him everywhere at once. I watched in delight as his whole body gave over to soaking up moments of awareness with stones, shells, and water-hardened sand ridges. He was joined by the forms of life that crawl and scurry in harmony with the beach. He sat and walked or squatted, idly probing with his fingers and toes. Contentment covered him with a protecting shield. Rasping, breaking the air like a rusty knife, came his mother's irritated voice commanding him to go into the water and not to play along the beach. That's what they had come for. That's what they had sacrificed time, money, and duties for. Startled, he tried to obey, but each time the hold of imaginative distractions halted his mind and eye, and he'd slip into the world of peace. Again and again came the rusty knife. Finally, in disgust, the mother gathered their belongings, and hauling him by one wrist, she hurried him off to the too-hot, too-metallic car. She muttered his ungratefulness and his foolish response to the opportunity. He followed obediently, and they drove off. Trying to fit into someone else's mold, trying to live up to someone else's expectations. Why can't we be our own people? Why can't others let us? Ever heard of Joe DiMaggio? He could tell you of the frustrations. You see, when he was a little boy, his dad called him a good-for-nothing. You see, Joe came from a family of fishermen. For 300 years, the men in his family had been fishermen in Sicily. And, of course, all of Joe's brothers were fishermen. The problem was, Joe detested fishing. In fact, fishing made him sick. Actually, physically sick. The rocking of the boat and the smell of the fish made him sick. But Joe's daddy couldn't understand it. I mean, if fishing was good enough for the family, it was good enough for Joe. But because Joe didn't want to fish, he was, well, as his dad put it, he was a good for nothing. Of course, Joe had his own mold, his own life, his own talents. That became obvious later. He ended up in baseball's Hall of Fame. But because Joe didn't fit into his daddy's mold, he was a lazy good-for-nothing. You know, there are a lot of us, I guess, who refuse to accept someone for what he is. We want to remake him into what we think he ought to be. Yet the Bible is right, really, when it says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." That's right. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Accepting and being accepted. Now, think about this. Go hand in hand. I don't know which boat you may be in, but I want to challenge you. Be yourself and allow the same for others. I've written a pamphlet called "How Would You Like to Be Problem-Free?" How about that for a title? How would you like to be problem-free? It's yours absolutely free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.